Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode. This time it's from my own house in my improvised bar, and it's about brandy and the blazer. The blazer is a pretty tricky drink that needs a lot of preparation, so let me show you what you can do as well in your pantry or behind the scenes to prepare maybe a trolley for a serving guest this super cool drink. It involves a lot of heat. So, first of all, the glass that we're going to serve the drink in needs to be preheated. Same goes for the cognac in this case, or the blazing glass. We're going to put a lot of fire in there, loads of ingredients that you see here displayed on your left, on my right. Put that on the side, and then a nice glass to support the cognac glass as well. Again, it needs to be warm. So what I have prepared is some hot or boiling water. First get that puppy right here, the glass we're going to serve it in. Get it nice and hot so it doesn't really cool down that much when we're serving the guests. In here, we have the mixing glass. The vapors are rising up, so the cognac glass eventually will be suspended in here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make it a little bit more tricky, because this, as some people refer as, that it has a lot of magic to the drink. So if I talk about magic, when we touch the edge of the glass, just like so, it opens up. You actually see the fog coming from it. This is a very special glass that I bought in Tunisia somewhere. When you rub it around, the colors change, and I'm just joking. Guys, bartending is about storytelling. This is just a manual that I'm using to this mixing glass, just to create a different visual appeal. Just a cheap LED light you can buy anywhere. Surprise your guests with that. I'm making a warm drink, so I'm using a red light. So important, get it in there. Surprise your guests. Prepare the trolley maybe that you're going to walk to the guests to as well. You see already the vapors are collecting on the glass, and I'm going to fill this glass in front of your eyes. First, it starts with spices. I have a little bit of cloves. Cloves are super aromatic. Let me get my bar screw from my stairs to my bedroom. We're going to put a few cloves in there. Five is more than enough because they're super powerful. Put it back where you found it. Actually, just one star anise. Star anise has loads of oils. And when you put it into the drink after like 5 to 10 seconds, it starts releasing loads of flavor. So one star anise in there, a little bit of cinnamon stick, which we have prepared here as well. And again, you can go crazy if you want, right? We got some figs, we got strawberries, also raspberries. When you're using fresh fruits in these blazed drinks, make sure to cut it open in half, because then only it will release a lot of flavor into the drink. Don't put the fruit in there whole. Same goes for your garnishes or your other drinks. Alrighty, well, this is in there, almost done. What I'm going to do is add some cognac. Cognac in this case is basically distilled wine and then aged onto a barrel. I'm going to stick with roughly 2 ounces or 60 milliliters in there. And I'm not going to add the water yet, because I want it to be nice and flamey, nice and powerful, so we can add our other ingredients. In the meantime, this is, the water is rising up. You see through the red light, the cognac is heating up, twisted a little bit. You see the condense on the outside. That means that the vapors are really going up and we can ignite them really easy. The showmanship of this drink really is to get all the flavors in there. When you start burning everything, especially the sugar, it starts caramelizing and getting a lot more flavors into the drink. So let's add some sugar in there. It's a single bar spoon as usual. I don't like that drinks too sweet, just like so. Cocktail bitters as well. I'm doing a mix today with aromatic bitters. Just two dashes, one, two, get it in there. And with some orange bitters. Orange bitters basically is the orange peels, which I'm going to add in there as well, but then soaked into alcohol, super aromatic and super powerful. So let's start with the orange. Again, this is still heating up. I'm getting very happy already. The aromas here, guys, is amazing. Especially because it's cold outside and we need something to pick us up. So this is getting ready. Let me get my peeler and a plate to serve it on as well. Large peel of orange. There you go. Goes in. Whoops. always happens when you have live TV, then you should always have a second one. Get your orange peel right there. Wow, that's great. That's one. Second will be lemon. Also lemon peel in there. There you go. Last but not least, some grapefruit. The British like to call this triple citrus. Triple citrus in your drink really makes loads of complex layers of the freshness of the grapefruit. The lemon has a more length to it, and then eventually the orange that really pumps everything up. I think it's time to light it up. We're going to add some more spices to the drink, and I'm going to show you a super cool serve. You need for this, by the way, the torch. The torch will light everything up. So let's twist the glass, it's already lighting up, there you go. What you want to do is keep the glass rotating at all times. Give it some space now. So let's switch this off, this is going good. And then the peels that I have collected for you guys. Maybe you know a cocktail called the Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan from hit series Sex in the City. It's made with an orange peel as well. And when you squeeze those oils inside the drink, well, this is not reacting a lot, so let's see what the other lemon peel is going to do for us. There you go. That's what I wanted to see. Lots of aromatics, a little bit of firework in there. The drink is getting warm. Alcohol is getting, the alcohol percentage will go down a little bit. And I'm seeing already everything crystallizing and caramelizing inside the drink. So that's awesome. Last but not least, some grapefruit for the balance and some length. Chuck it in there, just like that. My God, it's a huge party inside the glass. We need some cinnamon in there as well, just like that. Christmassy drink, but it's not Christmas yet, but it's going to light up our souls for sure. This glass is warm, I'm still spinning. Just get rid of the water, just like that. And then get our strainer as well. We're going to serve it flaming inside to the glass. Lovely. This is what we call blazing a drink. Super nice. It's on the table. Mike. There you go. So it's still burning. And let me put this away because it's distracting as well. Remember, cheap LED. Just like this. It's not going out, don't worry. Just like that. This goes out, LED, because we don't need it anymore. Shoshwang. Serve this as it is. You can serve this to the guests as it is, guys, but it's a little bit boring, right? A drink like this, I mean, it's super tasty, it smells super aromatic, but I have a cool trick for you all in store. A cutting board on the side. Okay, we're going to do some Chinese garnish cutting. We need a large orange, we need our peeler, and then usually you cut the orange like that in the middle, pull the orange through, pull the peeler through the orange, just like that, but then you just get a straight line. What we're going to do is we're going to twist it slightly and try to cut half a moon out of there, right? Just like so, half a moon. And why? Because we're going to use those super essential oils, perfume the drink, just like so. My God, it smells amazing. And then we're going to cut it. Let me make some space. Also in half a moon, but then in a small surfboard or a small flag. Just like so. Get it in there. Wow, it looks amazing. It smells really, really nice. Just like so. Cut it in the middle. And just put it on the glass on the side. And the thing is, during these days, especially in Amsterdam, people are getting frustrated because they have to sit inside of Corona times. Let me just put one more detail in it. Garnishing is all about the details, guys. If you make a super nice, tasty pie, but the garnish is not nice, come on, it's from a 10 to a 7. So making sure that extra step that your garnish is super cool, like this nice sharp point, makes it from a 7 to a 10. Again, just drop it on there. And I was telling you a story about winter times, especially now with Corona, when people are sitting at home, is that people need some relaxation. Some people do yoga, some people do meditation. I actually have a wood here, which they call the spiritual wood or the sacred wood. It's right here as well. It's from South America. When you burn this slightly, walk around your house, everything starts smelling nice. You get rid of the bad ghosts. There goes my garnish. I'm talking about the bad ghosts. Maybe something is wrong here as well. So let me put this on the fire and maybe the bad ghosts will go away. Ladies and gentlemen, this drink is super tasty, very aromatic. The garnish goes on again. And then we're going to flame everything with our torch and get rid of the nasty ghosts. With other words, serve this to your guests, tell them a story, and let the aromas of the sacred wood come alive. Thank you very much. See you on the next one. And thanks everybody for watching. If you have any recommendations to for a new cocktail recipe for next week, just drop a comment below and we'll get back to you. Thanks. This is a Yachting International Radio production brought to you by Luxury Hospitality.